This is Morning Edition. I'm Bob Edwards. There was a time when the Tbilisi String Quartet had a reputation as one of Europe's finest. On its first trip out of the former Soviet bloc, the group won a prestigious competition, and a wealth of concerts seemed sure to follow. But today, the four musicians, victims of politics and bad luck, virtually are unknown to the public. They have left their homes in the Republic of Georgia and now live in France. After more than a decade of broken dreams, they're trying to reclaim some of their past success. From Paris, Amy Serafin reports.
The Tbilisi Quartet first came to Western Europe 15 years ago, to Avignon, France. When the musicians left, it was with a grand prize in their hands. Normally, an Avignon Award is the springboard to a magnificent career. But the musicians from Tbilisi went back behind the Iron Curtain and disappeared. Eventually, they were forgotten. They weren't heard outside the Soviet Union for another 10 years. Revaz Machiavelli is the quartet's cellist.
Après le concours Avignon, il y avait beaucoup d'invitations qui sont perdues.
After the competition, we were sent a lot of invitations, which we never saw. They got lost in the corridors of some musical bureaucracy in Moscow. It was the government in Moscow that decided which musician could leave and which couldn't. So we finally gave up.
When the Iron Curtain fell, the Tbilisi Quartet finally got a visa to come back to France to perform. By this time, the musicians were in their 40s, with lines in their faces and flecks of gray in their hair. After a performance in Paris, the French government gave them a residency in the town of Blois. It was there that Martine Robière heard the quartet perform.
When people have known such difficulties, they give in their music all the emotions beyond just the notes. The deepness of their interpretation is something unique.
Musicians came to France, their homeland was in the throes of political and economic upheaval. They had few opportunities to perform. A Russian music agent promised to help jumpstart their careers if they moved to France. But just before they left, Martine Robière says tragedy struck.
The first violin was badly injured by a member of the militia. And this man was so disturbed by the situation he had to live with in Georgia, that he became crazy, and he is no longer able to play.
The quartet found a new first violinist just before leaving Georgia, but he wasn't up to the other standards. When the musicians got to France, the Russian agent suddenly abandoned them. They didn't speak French, so they were lost. And without a strong first violinist, they were stalled. Their French supporters formed a volunteer association to help promote them. 2 years later, the quartet still depends on this association for concert dates. Sometimes there are barely enough to pay for food. But association member François Raoul Duval says the Georgians never talk about their worries and they never complain.
We are all under the charm, the spell of the Georgian soul. You know, it's terrible. The moustache of the second violin, the beard of the first violin. They are very nice, they are charming, they are so sweet. You know, they ask nothing, they never ask you anything. They're just there and they sit and they wait that they are asked to play.
Cellist Revaz Machiavelli says they are thankful for the help, but it's frustrating that they can't do more to show their gratitude.
C'est comme un miracle pour nous.
This has been like a miracle for us. It's also a big responsibility. We hope that we can do something in return, that we can accomplish something important musically.
The Georgians did find one way to return the favor. They learned the first quartet by Hermann Bonal.
Thank you.
Bunal was a French composer in the first part of this century. In France, he was spoken of in the same breath as Ravel and Debussy. But Bunal's international career was cut short by World War II, and he died of old age before the war ended. Like the Tbilisi Quartet, Bunal has since been practically forgotten. When the Georgian musicians mastered Bunal's first quartet, one person in the Volunteer Association was especially touched. That was Marie-Lise Raoul Duval, the daughter of Herman Bunal.
Moi, j'étais enfant quand il l'a composé. Je me souviens parfaitement du quatuor calvé, le travaillant.
I was a child when he composed it. I remember perfectly the quartet who worked on it with my father. And when I heard it 50 years later, it was so familiar to me. It took me back to my childhood, to another place. It was very emotional.
Because of the Tbilisi Quartet, there is renewed interest in Bunal. There are plans to publish some of his music again and to record the first quartet. The label has not decided who will play on the Bunal recording. A number of accomplished young musicians are vying for the opportunity. The Tbilisi Quartet is just one candidate. Until a few months ago, it seemed that the Georgian's chances were slim because of the limits of the first violinist. But this summer, he was replaced by a respected Russian musician named Stanislav Chijik. Russian violinist stays with the Tbilisi Quartet, the group has one more chance to be great again. Cellist Revaz Machiavelli says he and his colleagues are optimistic, but after all they've been through, they're careful not to let their hopes get too high.
Things are looking hopeful now, but my way of thinking has changed from when I was younger. Then, I felt capable of many, many things.
The Georgian musicians are too proud to say that life has cheated them. It's only when they sit down to play that they truly express their disappointments and their dreams. For National Public Radio, this is Amy Serafin.
It's 11 minutes before the hour.